Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to Thoughtscape, Exploring the Mind. I am your host Isha and I'm glad to have you today with me. So in today's episode, I'm going to talk about three ways to get past your fear. I don't know why I'm taking topics that include all these steps, but I feel like it's quite interesting. I'm sure you guys will love this episode. So, why is it important to get past your fears? Well, most people might have some sort of fear and then they allow it to stop them in some sort of way. They don't take immediate steps for that fear, to let go of all the burden and not let that fear haunt them for the rest of their lives. The fear is going to mark on them and stop them from achieving their things. Whether it be living out their life or asking out to a person in order to want what they want in their life. Some people might do what they possibly can in order to avoid fear. It could be good for them or bad for them, but they just go and decide to do it at any cost. One thing that I love about successful people is that they don't let the fear hold them back. It's not like they don't have any fear. They do. Everyone has a fear of something. I might have a fear of something, or so do you, and so do all the other people. But you don't have to let that fear hold you back. You need to gain courage and face it no matter how much it haunts you. You have to find a way to work with all your fears. All the fears you are having, I don't think they are life-threatening and I hope they are not. Even when we were born, we all had just one fear. You know, the fear of falling. And surely we all have overcome that one fear in life. It's not like we didn't fall, but every time we fall, we got back up. And that is the fun fact about fear. The more you work on it, the more it will go away. Some might be hard to let go of, but I'm sure you can pass all the fear by trying and not thinking of it as a fear. We all have that kind of fear, like fear of failure or fear of judgment or fear of rejection or fear of other people's opinion or whatever it is. We all learn it along the way. Fears are just false expectations appearing real. It's all completely false. The kind of fear we are having today, the one that we have created out of a small bubble in our heads, is not life-threatening. Most people have just created that sort of fear on their own, and which is not threatening. Actually, fear is something that responds to perceived threats or dangers or even death. Someone who has a fear of height will think that if they do skydiving, they will probably die. Or if you are walking alone in the forest at midnight and you hear some noise from behind, you might think there is an animal out there and he's going to eat you out and you will die. This is what actual fear is. The one that holds the power and make you believe that you will die. But the fear we are facing right now, as I mentioned above, like fear of judgment or fear of rejection, they are not the actual fear. They are not life-threatening fear. Most of our fears that we feel are because we are out of our comfort zone. The moment you will realize that the fear you are facing don't have potential death or danger, but potential growth, and the best is that you realize it on your journey. Once you gain the power to face that fear and realize that it doesn't have any sort of danger associated with it and there is growth out of it, then you can achieve all the things that you have ever dreamed of in your life. To do something big in life, you have to step out of your comfort zone and face all the difficulties. A good fear will take you out of your comfort zone. No matter what the fear is, you will try to overcome it. Whereas a bad fear will make you cling on it. Even if it is easy to pass on, you will feel demotivated and can't even gain the power to at least face it. Our brain is not functioning properly to know the difference between good fears and bad fears. You will try and avoid all of it just because it tries to push you out of your comfort zone. It's time when you have to figure out which fear is good for you and which is not. The amazing thing about this is when you really understand this, you really start to realize how this feeling of fear can be amazing to push you out of your comfort zone. It will push you to grow into a better person. So, when you are feeling afraid of anything, you can do two things. Firstly, you can give up and say, I don't want to do this anymore. Or instead of giving up, you can lean in. You can think about what are you feeling at the exact same moment. You might feel a little bit of fear. You might have to focus on things that fears you and try to fight back. The fear you are facing right now is not something that would bring you any sort of danger to you, but somewhere it will help you to grow. You don't have anything to lose out of this. It will not bring you death, but if you try and work hard on it, you might get better results out of it. So instead of giving in, you can lean in. A very famous quote by Will Smith that Sue says is, fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is the product of our imagination causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist. This is near insanity. Do not misunderstand me. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice. So, this is what we are talking about. The danger is very real, but the fear of what we are feeling throughout the day is a choice. Of course, I'm not saying that you can let go of your fear in one go. We all have functioned in a way that we have a fear of something. Our brain is designed in such a way that we go through fear, but I believe that we can all win over our fear. We all can get past that fear. You have to start and break down your fear. What you can do is, whenever you are feeling low or something bad has happened to you, take a pen and paper and start writing all those fears out. Without identification of that fear, you can't cure it. If you have to get through your fear, you need to identify it first, and then I think you can work on those things to get past it. If you keep on hiding behind that fear, I don't think you will ever be able to yourself. Like, if you have a fear of judgment and you let other people judge you, I don't think you can ever be yourself. For being who you are, you have to get through all those things that are stopping you. So, to get past your fears, you need to first change your mindset. You have to be strong and practical. You need to concentrate on yourself. As I said above, whenever you feel any sort of fear, you have to lean into it rather than hide behind it. You need to learn more about the fear you are facing, and it's not just about getting to know it. It's about taking action about that fear. Often, fear stems from ignorance and lack of knowledge. You need to research and understand the fact can help dispel irrational fears and give you a sense of control and responsibility. The second thing is that you should practice relaxation techniques. Anxiety and fear often comes up with physical symptoms. Learning relaxation techniques such as deep breathing, meditation, or progressive muscle relaxation can help you calm your mind and body, making it easier to face your fears. Anxiety makes your mind and body weak, but doing meditation constantly will help you to make yourself calm and composed. You will be able to find more peace with it. Overcoming anxiety takes time, and process may not always be linear. Be patient and kind to yourself throughout the process. If you practice the right things, it will help you to overcome those fears. Another important thing is, if you are going through anxiety and you are not feeling okay about it, even after taking several measures, you should seek professional guidance. If your anxiety is significantly impacting your daily life and functioning, consider seeking professional help. A therapist can work with you to develop personalized strategies and provide support in managing anxiety. For example, if you have a bad childhood or you have been traumatized by certain things and you are unable to get through it, then you must seek professional help from counselors who will guide you through it. If you are not able feeling comfortable about going for a professional help, then you can reach out to your trusted friends, family members who can provide emotional support and guidance. Talking about your anxiety, and it can help you to relieve its intensity and provide you with a fresh perspective. So here we come to an end for this episode, and I hope you like this episode. So make sure to hit the follow button so you never miss on any other episode. Till then, take care. Bye bye.